7 is from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, seeking authorization to submit grant applications for the Estabrook Dam.
We are moving through the process of, Mr. Chairman, committee members, we are moving through a process of complying with the state orders to comply with the deadline of the end of this month, complete our plans and specifications, and we're on track to do so. As we move through that process, we're opening our eyes to any and all opportunities for funding grants that may benefit this project. We've identified some potential programs that can help us out. What we're looking for is the ability to apply for grants that will help us leverage our local dollars for this project.
And by all opportunities, you mean whether the policy decision is made to abandon or to repair the dam? Either, in either case, you would be applying?
We are looking at all possibilities. We are on track to complete the plans for the repair of the structure per the orders, but we're looking at all the opportunities so we can gain that knowledge for where the funding is.
An amendment has just been distributed. Supervisor Dmitrievic.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let's make sure I'm on. I did submit an amendment that everyone has. I mean, I will give some people had it before, and I want to give a second for people to read it, but I want to move approval of the amendment. And I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but if you'd allow me, Mr. Chairman, I prefer to defer my time to Supervisor Lipscomb, as he is the dam expert. Sorry, I just wanted to get that done.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the department taking the initiative and going after available resources. As you know, I've introduced numerous resolutions every step of the way directing us on this process, and so I appreciate that this time that the department has introduced this on their own. I do think that the amendment offered by Supervisor Dmitrievic is important. For a number of reasons, and what's being passed out is a little bit of background. Since the report was a little light in terms of telling you sort of what has gone on and some of the opportunities that are before us, if you recall, we previously applied for a grant, a resolution that I had authored, and unfortunately, we were one spot out of those that were funded. And that's something we're hoping to avoid this time. And there was a second set of funding in the state budget that was adopted, which is specifically for municipal dams, county-owned dams that are under DNR repair orders. Very specifically, what we qualify as. In fact, there are only about 5 dams in the state that currently qualify, because the adopted language specifies that unless you were under a DNR order at the time at which the state budget passed, you aren't eligible to apply. So there's an additional $6 million now available to us under that program, specifically sort of tailored for us. That was inserted in the budget by Joint Finance and approved by the governor. And so it's with that that I think that the timing is tremendous that we would go after this for repair of the dam. And I think it's important that the amendment pass so that the directive to parks is in compliance with the existing policy of the board and specifically the capital project that we've previously passed in our 2010 budget, which was $2.1 million for repair of the dam. There has never been a removal of the dam policy. In fact, any attempts to do that over the last 10 years have either failed in committee or failed at the board floor. So this is a long-standing position of the board that we were not pursuing removal of the dam. Now, I know that we have always looked at both options as alternatives to one another. And particularly, there was a time at which it seemed as though removal was a cheap option, and many said that repair would be prohibitively expensive. What we have done in the last 2 years in pursuit of repair is that we've spent money on preliminary engineering. We've confirmed that the cost of repair is about $1.5 million, and we have set aside $2.1 million. This obviously allows us the opportunity to perhaps draw $500,000 or more towards our project. And so our share of the repair costs could come down if we're successful in this. But I think it would be a mistake to ignore the fact that we've made much progress and set a clear policy for the department. So to sort of just allow them to ignore that and pursue all options rather than the direction that we have given them numerous times, I think would be a mistake. And so I would ask for your support of the amendment. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
The language of this, I am not too sure what modification it actually makes in the recommended resolution from Parks, in that this calls for repair, but not repair only. And I guess my question would be, does this in any way preclude applications for removal? It doesn't seem to do that. Is that the intent?
I think it does do that, and that I think the original language was open-ended, as you suggested, that the parks could do whatever they wanted. And that has been a problem in the past, in that when we leave things ambiguous, the department interprets that vacuum.
It's been my position that while the appropriation you made was indeed passed, a policy judgment has yet to be rendered by the board. The environmental thinking is very, very clear, and that is dam removal is to the benefit of the environment. And we've seen examples of that by the removal of the North Avenue Dam, and as a consequence, the flourishing of species that were not there prior, the health of the river having been restored and improved. I would continue to argue, as I did in a recent opinion piece, of course, the removal of the dam is the environmentally sound policy to follow. And if this seems to, and you express the intent, and I'm not too sure the language does, but you express the intent to preclude the possibility of applying for funds for removal should that ultimately be the choice of the board. And it seems to me we ought to keep both of those options open. The county executive's office has not weighed in on this. We've had one vote on the matter, but to attempt to cast that as conclusive, I think, argues against the fiscal realities that we're likely to encounter once a more objective assessment of the fiscal realities are imposed. Will we have a fish ladder attendant to the construction of a new dam? What would the cost of that fish ladder be? We've recently seen the Grafton matter and the DNR act on that behalf. We have, of course, a new DNR, in some sense, under a new governor that may be taking directions other than what the prior administration dictated. But it seems to me that we're cutting off one arm in terms of funding, because ultimately if this vote would, for whatever reason, go the other way, we would be precluding, if the intent here is followed, the possibility, even the possibility of applying for funding to take the dam down. And it seems to me fiscally that's not a very wise decision.
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor
I think
Jersey.
I'd like an entire debate on this. And if I could ask you to pass the gavel so you could really become a party to this. And I know we've had comments in the paper from both sides, so it would be great if we could have a vigorous debate on this. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Sure. That's something I should have done before. I didn't realize I was going to be launching in quite so completely to that statement. But I passed the gavel with the record note to the Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
But in doing so, I have...
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What I was going to say, since Supervisor Brodwick was making these remarks, I try to do what we could for the residents up there. We've had to deal with mud flats, we've had to deal with PCBs, and it, to me, I don't believe that the dovetailing on what Supervisor Broderick said with respect to whether we have, as a board have made a decision as it relates to repairing the dam or removing the dam. It's been my understanding that we were looking more toward repairing the dam as opposed to removing the dam. And that's been consistent in trying to get some funds, funds that the fort, that the Supervisor Lipscomb has referred to as he sat here this morning. So it's going to be a debate that we will have. It won't be concluded today, but in as much as I have residents up in that area who have had flooding problems, who have had potential problems as relates to their health, as far as exposure to PCBs, windblown PCBs, if the mud flats were exposed, then I'm for the repair of the dam on behalf of the citizens that are in my district as opposed to the removal of the dam. And I'd be supportive of Supervisor Dimitri Evans's amendment.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson. Supervisor Broderick, and then Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. The reference Supervisor Johnson made was to those people living north of the dam, but the costs here are going to be borne by the entire population of the county of Milwaukee. If there were benefits in terms of flood control and those kinds of things that have been mentioned, I might find myself in agreement. But I am told by experts that this dam only exacerbates flooding and does nothing to control it. The sediment cleanup question is going to be accomplished regardless whether the dam stays up or comes down. And that needs to be done. But if the idea that the county is to spend a great deal of money in order to accommodate, and I have argued the want of people who bought their property with the expectation of being able to use that waterway for recreational purposes, if the county is going to continue to support that idea in the face of these kinds of fiscal constraints that we currently experience, I think that debate needs to be engendered throughout this community, and people need to be focused on this whole idea. If it is of direct benefit to the people living north of the dam, and if they benefit from it, what is the arrangement for cost sharing? What is the city of Glendale willing to contribute? Is there an arrangement by which we could come to a cost-sharing agreement with those who benefit directly, at least in their own minds, from this existence of a backwater? To continue to argue that these are natural kind of inherent rights, and that the people who live there have the right and expectation that the county should go to great extremes to accommodate their particular circumstance, I think is open to question, particularly under these times of economic constraint. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor Broderick. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I appreciate the notice on this. I do have a question about the statutory provision, which we just received. It refers to dam safety projects under Section 31385 within the 20.866 sub 2, which apparently set up this section in the most recent budget bill. Can you indicate what that section provides dam safety projects? What are dam safety projects? Do you have anyone that can answer that?
Dam safety projects are those that require the structural stability and performance of dams in the state of Wisconsin. The current funding comes under NR 335, which is designed to bring dams under compliance. That's the funding that's been referred to as that's now available to projects, county projects such as ours.
And is the money, is the grant money being awarded to projects that are under DNR order? Is that correct?
That is correct, and there are a few projects out there in the state.
I want to see Milwaukee County have the ability to get this grant funding, and I think I basically agree with what Supervisor Broderick indicated, that we haven't made the policy decision yet, and I'm concerned that we are being asked to make a policy decision on this. Although maybe we need to get to that discussion, and if so, I think then the wrong resolution is before us. There are good arguments on both sides of this. I have a very small dam in my own district. It's called the Mill Pond, which there are some historical reasons why the community may want to see a dam stay in place. This was originally a grist mill. And there's just a wonderful friends group, Friends of Mill Pond, who do tremendous fundraising to maintain and protect not only the dam, but the project around the dam, the pavilion, and so on. That being said, I'm also hearing significantly from groups, particularly some of the friends groups, who talk about letting the river run free, and as Supervisor Broderick referred to, having an environmental clean river, clean flowage, and so on. I understand there's sediment problems either way that have to be cleaned up. What I'm concerned about, if we adopt the resolution that's being proposed as an amended resolution, is we do make the policy decision with regard to the adoption of applying for a grant. And I think eventually we're going to have to get to that decision, but I don't know if this would be the resolution to do it. I wouldn't want to make that policy decision in this resolution, and I think in some ways we're being asked to force our hand on this, which I'm very concerned about. And Mr. Chairman, I think Ms. Black would like to be added to this conversation.
Thank you, Supervisor.
I'd like to hear what she has to say.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Jurcik. I believe there's a motion to approve before us. Ms. Tohurst, I saw you first. Please. Could you introduce yourself to the listening audience, please?
Hi there, everyone. Thanks for hearing from me. I am Kate Horst. I'm in the County Exec's Office. I just wanted to just briefly talk about the intent of the request from Parks. It is an application for, not an acceptance, so the Parks Department will have to come back to you if with any money that they do receive. So this is allows us the full options of looking for, researching, and developing any plans. And I think there is some interest from the county executive to explore the full options. I'm not quite sure that the full board had the opportunity to look at all of the options originally. As I reviewed the legislative history, there was never a repair and removal. It was only a repair option. And in due diligence, we want to make sure that we have the ability to look at the numbers, review the economic, both the residents as well as for the entire county, the environmental, the operational, and the recreational impacts for all of the county residents in moving forward. And in a tight budget year in particular, while the bonding was set aside, there are going to be substantial costs associated with the sediment removal that, as we have pointed out, will be not an either-or option. It has to be fixed. So we want to make sure that we are taking into account the sediment work in addition to the dam work and making sure that they can be tied together in the most effective ways. So we would request that the original request from Parks be considered.
Thank you, Ms. Tohurst. Ms. Black, Dr. Black, Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to agree with Supervisor Lipscomb and Supervisor Johnson. I think the decision has been made that we're going to repair the dam, and I know some of my colleagues aren't as experienced as I am with being on the losing end of a vote. But,
18-1.
But, you know, we've made decisions along the past. We've passed resolutions. We've set aside money that says we're going to repair the dam. I mean, pardon the pun, but that's water over the bridge. The fact is, we can delay this and drag it out as long as possible, trying to find a way to get, you know, ignore that vote, but that vote has been taken. And the argument that, well, even though we've already had a vote that says we're going to repair the dam, but somehow if we vote on this amendment, that means we really are voting to repair the dam. Well, we've already done that, so why would this vote then all of a sudden mean something when the prior vote that's already been taken and approved doesn't necessarily mean something? I mean, we're hearing both sides of an argument here. The fact of the matter is, yeah, it is going to be costly. And as Supervisor Broderick mentioned, the entire county is going to pay for something that a few people will benefit more of than the entire county worth of people. But isn't that what we do every day? Every resident in this county supports the bus system. Not every resident rides the bus. You can come out to my district, the buses, if there's five people on a bus, that's a lot. Yet everybody in my district is paying as much to support that bus as everybody in somebody's district where those buses are full. That's what taxes are all about. That's what supporting a community is all about. I do agree that the people who receive the direct benefit of something we subsidize in, or I should say, get a little more benefit, should pay a little bit. So when you, and I'll use the bus example again, we still charge a bus fare for the people who actually use it. Therefore, I'm in agreement that the people who are surrounded by or who are receiving the benefit of that dam need to be brought into the picture, and they need to either form some type of a lake association or whatever to help, maybe not so much with the construction or the repair of that dam, because that's a county asset, but certainly with the long-term maintenance of that dam, because they are going to receive a benefit. But county-wide, we benefit as well, because everybody's entitled to go and use that water and use those parks. It's not like we're creating that impoundment strictly for a few homeowners to use. That water's available for anybody to use. So back to the bigger picture, I am going to support the amendment, because I do believe that this board, the policy has been set to repair this dam. Even prior to me being here, I believe 2006, Supervisor White had some action that was going in this direction as well. So to go over for 5 years or 10 years, however long it's been, saying we're going to repair the dam, and I mean, we just have to accept the fact, whether you agree with the decision or you don't agree with the decision, that vote's been cast, this policy's been made.
Thank you, Supervisor Sanfilippo, for standing with the people on this. Okay. Director Black.
Yeah. I respect all of the conversation and everything that's going on. I just put this forward because I want to know, what grants do you want me to apply for? And if we aren't going to get the information on what the cost is or what type of grants we could get on the removal, I wanted to make sure that you didn't want that information in front of you. And one of the other things that we did that I don't know if it was highlighted enough, but usually when we apply for grants, we use the terminology, we apply, we accept, we execute, all of those adjectives that are in there, that we take it all the way through. On this one, you're going to see that we just said submit. We didn't say that we would accept, because I wanted to make sure that if we went that we're going to apply for both sides and have all of the information in front of us, then you could come back and say, here's the cost with this, here's the cost with that. In the meantime, we're going to submit our plans. We're going to get the review process, and we can get into all that. And it wasn't my intent to really get into all of this discussion. It was like, do you want me to apply for all of them or just one group of them? Because I didn't want it to be down the road that it's September when we all come back and somebody says, well, why didn't you apply for those other grants, right? So at the end of the day, all I put was, let's submit. Do you want all of the information of the monies available, or do you just want the information on the removal? And then if we would be awarded those grants, I would bring those back for accepting. Do you get what I'm saying? I just wanted to know, did you want all of the information on what was available for funding, or did you just want the removal information. And I just wanted to be clear about that, so I got the direction with you being the policy setter.
Thank you, Director Black. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to removal of the dam, as Supervisor Zampalopoulos intimated, this board has gone in the direction of repairing the dam. A couple years ago, maybe 3 years ago, Supervisor Lipscomb and I put forward an amendment as a placeholder to look at the next year getting funding, since we didn't get funding that year for repair of the dam. So I'm hearing what Director Black is saying, but I am looking at, I personally, with respect to constituents, with respect to Supervisor Lipscomb's constituents, looking to repair the dam because we've gone in that direction. And I hear Director Black talking about removal, and it's been within the last year and a half, 2 years, that there's been a lot of talk about removal of the dam, but this board has gone in the direction of repairing the dam. There's an order by the DNR. There's an order by the DNR for us to do something with respect to the dam. And again, we've gone in the direction of repairing the dam.
Chairman.
Director Black.
So my question, Mr. Chairman,
yes, sir,
is what is the department applying for? Because it seems to me that there's a possibility of applying for one or two and leaving out the three. And I thought we've had this conversation over the last couple of years. Excuse me.
I'm
asking Director Black, what is she applying for? What is the department applying for?
Thank you. Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Madam Director?
Chairman, supervisors, I'm going to apply for what you're directing me to apply for. And that's my question. I just wanted to be transparent. Do you want me to apply for? We met with the DNR middle of last week. There were probably all of the experts from the DNR, from staff, from there was a very well-educated group around the table about what monies would be available at the federal, state, whatever level. And yes, there are some new opportunities that are out there. And so I think we've been very good at writing grants across the board, and hopefully we'll be successful this go-around, and that was part of the conversation. My question, and I'm sorry if I misspoke, do you want me to get you all the information on possible funding sources on both sides, not making a decision about what to do with the dam? Do you want me to bring you back information of we could receive money on this side of it, or we could receive money on that side of it, or do you just want me to apply for removal? That's the question. And I would still have to bring it back to you to accept those monies. So if you want all of the information in front of you, then I would apply for removal and for repair. If you only want to go with having, you're not accepting the money, you're not making a policy decision. You're just saying this is the money that would be out there and would be available. Then you would decide, well, we'll accept this or we'll accept that. If you don't want me to apply for the removal, then I won't apply for the removal. But I just wanted to bring that information in front of you so you knew what we're going to do over the next 45 days and what's going to come out of the department, so we're all clear about what information is going to come back to you in September or when we receive it. That's all I'm asking.
Thank you, Director Black. And again, Supervisor Johnson, please be aware there's a motion before us. Supervisor Johnson, did you have...
Well, I'd just like to know from my application what is the motion before you. Because again, we're going over conversations that happened at least 2 or 3 years ago with respect to the removal of the dam.
Okay.
Point of order, can I clarify the motion, because we've had so much debate, Mr. Chairman, I think people may have forgotten. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the beginning of the debate, when I introduced the amendment, I moved approval of the amendment. Mm-hmm. So that's, I believe, what is before us.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's other motions, too, but that's what is before us. Thank you.
Okay. Understanding this is a contested issue, there is a motion before us. Supervisor Central, Supervisor Jersey, I'm sorry, please.
Well, you know, I've sat through a lot of these debates, and I recall discussions about let's spend a small amount of money to see what we're getting ourselves into, and let's find out if this dam could be used for power generation, and so on and so on. And I don't believe there isn't a policy decision made with regard to total removal or total repair. We've been doing a lot of this piecemeal, and I know there was a provision put in last year's budget, and I'd actually ask someone to clarify what the budget did. And perhaps what we need to do, if there's going to be controversy on this, is to lay this over and get everything we've done on this Esbrook Dam before us, so we have a file in front of us to study. And Supervisor Lipson is shaking his head no on that. I mean, I want to respect what people are, but I don't want my hands tied if we're going to be applying for grant money and find out that down the road, removal is a $10 million cost, whereas repair is a $2 million cost, or vice versa. I don't want my hands being tied on that, and I don't think the final policy has been made. And I'd like to get clarification on what we did in the budget. What did we do in the budget on the Esbrook Dam? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is that a motion?
No, it's a question. At this point, I mean, I'm not putting a... I'm saying it's a possibility we could do that, but could I get my question answered first? What did we do in the budget?
Would you like to answer that? I can answer it, or
Supervisor Lipscomb, do you have something you wish to say?
Well,
sir?
Sure. first of all, on the question of delay, I believe that they have a middle of September deadline, and that's why the department has brought this before us in terms of the application for these sources. What was done in the budget? There were at least two different but related things done in the budget. One was that we appropriated cash in the contingency fund, $200,000, towards the engineering, stability analysis and engineering on the repair of the dam.
To find out
whether the previous estimates were correct. Parallel to that, we also put in $2.1 million for the repair of the dam. The conclusion of the stability analysis of that engineering last fall was that the repair they put at $1.5 million, so less than what we had budgeted. They've also then continued to do engineering. Our next, on the repair option, our next obligation under our DNR order is to provide that additional engineering by the end of this month. I believe the department is on track to do that. And so I agree with you that had we done this engine, had we spent this money and found out that it was a $10 million project rather than a $2 million project, then the debate would be back before us because we would clearly not have the resources to carry out the policy direction we've gone in. That's not been the case. Everything has borne out the lower costs, or I should say the costs that I had put forward, that Supervisor Johnson had put forward, and that others had voted for. Given that, that's why I don't see that we would change our direction. Now, relative to this question of, well, why don't you just sort of put them all out there and find out all the answers, well, that's just simply not what we have done. I mean, we have not spent hundreds of thousands of dollars that we would need to investigate the removal. We have not done any analysis of all the costs that we would have in remediating shoreline and dealing with storm sewers and dredging or any of these other things that we would have in the case of removal. So you do not have that information because they have never advanced that previously. Now, everything we have done and everything that has developed in recent years has supported this repair, and in fact the costs are coming in lower than they were anticipated, and we're now seeing that we may have some assistance on it. So I don't understand what would cause people to change direction on us at this stage.
Thank you, Supervisor Lipscomb, and Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do think you've got a little bit of a point of view on that, because if I recall, we were looking to see if we could satisfy the DNR orders with the money we were spending in the budget. And that remains, I think, the key issue. Is what we're doing ultimately going to resolve the order, and we will be released from the DNR order? That's the key question. And do we know if what we're doing is satisfying the order? Does anyone know?
Kevin.
Chairman, supervisors, the order requires us to make a decision about whether to repair the dam, keep it in place, or abandon it. But further, and it's the part that we're really not talking about, is before we can operate the dam, if we were to repair it, we have to do the environmental, the sediment cleanup. Our consultants, AECOM, who's also put the $1.5 million number on the repairs, is telling us that it would cost in the magnitude of 4.1 to somewhere maybe up to $10 million to clean up the sediment. So we would be able to comply with some of the DNR order in terms of repairing the dam and making it structurally sound and safe, but we still have an issue with having to remove and clean up the sediment before the dam can be operated. That's very clear in the correspondence from the DNR.
So, and again, I get back to the point that I do not want my hands tied if we're going to take the step of applying for this grant, which I believe politically this money was put in here partly to do that. And I prefer, and I agree with the county executive, we should leave the language as it is with the ability to look at what we're going to get to either abandon or repair once we get the money, if we have the ability to know how much we're getting and what the total cost is, then we can make the final decisions. And I don't think we have, in all due respect to my colleagues, I don't think we've ever answered the ultimate question. It's always been directed at that DNR order, and we've taken little steps to get there. But I don't think we've ever made the ultimate decision, we're going to keep the dam or we're going to take the dam down. And I'm willing to be open on that because I understand historical reasons for keeping the dam, but I also don't want my hands being tied. So I would not support the substitute amendment, and I would, if it fails, want to move approval of the resolution that's been submitted, and I agree with the county executive's position on this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Jurczyk. Sir, could you please introduce yourself for our listening audience?
I'm sorry, Kevin Haley with the Parks Department.
Okay, thanks, sir. Okay, is there further discussion, Supervisor Broderick?
Well, it seems clear that for whatever reasons, the advocates for repair of the dam would prefer not to have all the information before us. And in what has been a series of incremental movements, move us to the exclusive option, the only option, which is, in fact, repair. And I agree with my colleague that decision has not been made yet by the county board. And, in fact, to repair would be an environmentally misguided judgment in the face of all evidence to the contrary, and you don't have to go far to find it. Dams are being taken down all over this country, and for very good reason. Free-flowing rivers are certainly the environmental preference. If we want long-term a Milwaukee River that is healthy, a recreational asset, and all the rest that, that comes with that. But I would ask this. The contention has been from the beginning that this aids in flood control. Is that the position, Supervisor Lipscomb, is that your position on this, despite what the others have said about this actually exacerbating flooding? I'd just like to clarify that point because it continues to be sold as a flood control idea when, in fact, I've been hearing quite the contrary from people who claim to know.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't believe that there's anything saying that it exacerbates flooding. I've seen some studies saying that they believe it's neutral, that it does nothing to protect or harm flooding. But I could show you historical documents that show that this is part of it, that the dam construction was part of a flood control project, and I do believe that there's a benefit. The water level with the dam up is the historical water level. It's the water level that the river has always known, other than the brief time during which the rock ledge was removed before the dam was constructed. But for 70 years, the dam has functioned, largely for 70 years. And prior to the dam, there was a rock ledge. And so this is the water level. So this idea of let the river run free and that's somehow natural, this section of the river has never seen that functioning of the river. And with the development around it, I think that's a disastrous a disastrous gamble to say that we would take this thing out and see what the flooding would be.
No one disputes the fact that this may have been at one time considered a flood control project. Whether it was a successful or failed one is another question, and its current impact on the current environment is ultimately the question. And even if the impact is neutral, it would be my preference that arguments not continue to be made that it is a flood control project, because current thinking on this says no, and in fact it may well exacerbate, but even if it's neutral, I would hope that it would not be sold as flood control.
Thank you, Supervisor Broderick. And Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I've been here since 2000. I collaborated with Supervisor White in trying to get some electronics over at the Estabrook Dam during my first year as county supervisor so that parks employees would not risk their life and limb in a storm where there would be lightning in order to adjust the dam if that needed to be. I've been to many meetings at the Lincoln Park Pavilion, and I've heard the residents and how they felt about what needed to be done with respect to the dam. It seems to me that some of the arguments that I've heard this morning, we've had, and Supervisor Broderick as chair of the committee 2 years ago at the downtown transit center, listened to, and the committee members, because it was a Parks Committee public hearing, to listen to the various stakeholders as to how they felt about what could be done at Estabrook Dam. And from the conversation I'm hearing this morning, it looks as if we're going back to 2 years ago and disregarding what Supervisor Lipscomb has told you as it relates to what the county board has done, as it relates to the $2 million, the $200,000. It looks as if all that's being ignored right now as far as this conversation is concerned. And if I need to stand up and ask the chairman or the chairwoman of whatever committee is in the night looking that I was meeting I'm attending in order to say what I need to say because of the flooding that has happened in homes around the Lincoln Park Pavilion. For relatively poorer people than the people that seem to be emphasized at the northern end. I will say what I have to say. I will try to be simple. I will try not to be restrained by any deputies or even my colleagues as it relates to getting my point across. Because it sounds, from what I'm hearing this morning, we're going through, I'm hearing again what was heard two and a half years ago, and Supervisor Broderick remembers that meeting down there. Now we made strides in going toward repairing a dam, given that there was an order by the DNR that needed to be addressed. So that's my take on what I'm hearing this morning. As Supervisor Sample will also agree to, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson. Supervisor Sanfilippo, Supervisor Drisik,
there's an easy way to resolve this. Let's get the resolutions out and see if that's true. I mean, I don't believe there is a policy stating we're going to ultimately do the full repair and removal of sediment until we have further information. I mean, that's my memory. If I'm faulty in my memory, I'm willing to be corrected on that.
Thank you, Supervisor Drisik. And, Supervisor Johnson.
One more question. Director Black, with respect to timeline, mm-hmm. as it relates to the applications for what's in front of you, what's the timeline?
Chairman, Supervisors, we ran through all of those details and took the notes. They're due on...
The municipal dam grant is due on September 15th.
September 15th. I'm sorry, I just don't have it in front of me. September 15th. So... I understand that this is a very difficult issue, and I understand that 18-1. I'm talking too much, but I'm just the $2.1 million has been put into the budget for the repair. I had to come to this committee to say I'm going to apply for some of these new grants, these new opportunities that are out there. You don't have to accept the grants, but if you would, I get the conversation. I didn't think that this was going to be like the public hearing, let's talk about what to do with the dam. what grants do you want me to apply for? So, with all due respect to the chair, that's the issue in front of us. And if you want me to apply for the ones that just are going to repair it, then vote that way and let me hit the deadline.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson and Director Black. There is the motion before us. Is there further discussion on this? Otherwise, I would like Madam Clerk to please call the roll.
The motion before is on the amendment by Supervisor Dmitrievich. Broderick.
No.
Cesars.
No.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Jurcik.
No.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
4 ayes, 3 noes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
You're passing the gavel back.
I return the gavel to the good.
With the record.
The rightful chairman.
That was still my end.
I'm sorry. I am terribly sorry.
Now on the item itself.
Okay, on the item itself.
Oops.
Terribly sorry. Then I shall move to approve as amended. Madam Clerk, please call the roll, please.
Broderick?
No.
Cesars?
No.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Jurcik?
No.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
4 ayes, 3 noes. This item is approved as amended.
Okay. Thank you. Let it be on the record. I am returning the gavel to Supervisor Broderick.